Have our first this morning and find out that every day is a happy day after we take the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Every day can be a happy day. Do you know that? Huh? Yeah, I think you do know that. Okay, let's sing number 14.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washing the blood and the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His cleansing power? Are you washing the blood of the Lamb? Are you washing the blood in the
talk about this morning is paths and roads. And I noticed in verse 2 of our song it says, are you walking daily by the Savior's side. You know, in this room, I look out and there are lots of faces. And for every face, there's a road. Do you ever think about that? Every life takes a different road. And every road takes different turns. We want to be sure as we grow up that the Lord Jesus, we're walking with the understanding and the knowledge that the Lord Jesus is with us on the road. His love follows us every place we go. And His care follows us too. Let's have one more song. Who else? I'm sorry? 25? Let's sing the first two verses, shall we? Is that okay? All right.
Life at best is very
like the falling of a leaf, like the burning of a tree. He is done. He did a telling path that the Bible soon began, and the fatal line began.
Up here with me and see what I see from up here. Anybody brave enough? Huh? Well, what do you see when you stand up here? Huh? Lots of people, huh? Hundreds of people. Thank you very much. Now, maybe you can tell me what attracted all those people to this place. What do you think? That's a good answer, because they wanted to hear more about the Lord. And I thought maybe somebody might say the Lord, but I asked a question: what attracted all those people to this place? You know what I think it is? Need some help with that question? Boys? I think it was love. Love attracted us here. Nothing else would do. The Lord Jesus and God created us with hearts that could appreciate His love and could never be satisfied with anything else. Nothing else. And yet our hearts are very slow to really realize how much God loves us and how much really we are attracted by His love. You know, the Lord Jesus does a lot of nice things for us. But it shouldn't be those nice things that He does for us that attract us here. It should be His love. And you know, love fills this place because the Father, the love of the Father is here, the love of the Son. And then we love, it says, because He first loved us. We love each other. We look out here and these are the people that love us and these are the people that we love. And so, if we don't learn anything else this morning, let's learn that. That it is love that's the center. You know, when the shepherd calls the sheep, why is it that the sheep all gather around Him? We were coming through Nevada and we saw a place and the shepherd was in the middle and there were, you know, maybe 1,000 sheep all around the shepherd. What attracts them to the shepherd all in a circle like that, do you think? What do you think? We have a verse for that. My sheep hear what? My voice. My sheep hear my voice. That's what attracts the sheep. That's what has attracted us to this place is the voice of the shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And how come the sheep gather around the shepherd and not just anybody else? Because they've learned that the shepherd loves them and He takes care of them and He's always with them. He never leaves them by themselves. Isn't that nice to know? And so that's what attracted us here this morning. The love of the Lord Jesus would attract every one of us to this place to enjoy more of His love. Now let's ask His blessing before we turn to the verse. Our God, did somebody learn the verse this morning? Good girl. Did you learn a verse this morning? Do you know where the verse is found? Good. Psalms 34:8. And why don't we read that all together? And then we'll see if somebody wants to stand up and say it. Psalms 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Would you like to stand up and say it? You're a brave girl. Thank you very much. Anybody else want to try? Would you like to try? Huh? Blessed is the man. Trust us. Good. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Am I missing somebody? Would you like to say the verse for me? No, thanks. All right. Okay, here's two girls. Would you like to say the verse? Good. Thank you.
I think you can see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Psalms 34:8.
Good. Thank you very much. Oh, taste and see. You know, in my family, we like Mexican food. So we're going to try out a new Mexican restaurant. We go and we order what's called a combination plate. Because there you can get some beans and some salsa and a chili relleno and a taquito and an enchilada. Just about anything you want on this combination plate. And what do you think we do when it's served up and it's sitting in front of us? What do you think we do? Yeah, we split it up and everybody puts their fork out And what do they do with it? They taste it. First, we taste it, don't we? We say, boy, those are good beans. Those are better than usual. And, that chili relleno, that has good flavor. You see? And then after we've tasted the six or seven things that are on the plate, what do we do with that? What do we want to do then after we've decided they're all good? What do we do? We be thankful. Yeah, that's right. And we are. Good for you. And what do we do while we're being thankful? We eat it all up, don't we? We found out it's all good, and so we can eat it all and enjoy the whole plate. And everybody finishes up their plate. And you know, as parents, you know, we taste things and we want our kids to enjoy the same thing that we enjoy. But you know, taste is personal. I have a boy in my family and he just likes hamburgers. And it's very hard to get him to taste anything that I enjoy outside of hamburgers. And your parents want you to taste good things so you know it's all good. And that's why they brought you here this morning, to taste and see. One more little example of how good the Lord is to give us good things from His Word and good friends and our cousins and our brethren, happy times together. How many people aren't having a happy time? How many people are having a good, happy time? I see lots of happy times going on, especially at lunchtime over there by the pond. Have you noticed that? Yeah, lots of happy times. The Lord is good, isn't He? And our parents bring us to where the Lord is to give us just a little taste. So as we go through our life, we find out it's all good. Everything about the Lord Jesus is good. It's good to taste. It's good to eat. It's good to make our own. But it's personal. Dad and Mom can't taste the Lord for you, can they? You've got to taste for yourself. You've got to learn for yourself how good the Lord Jesus is. And how do we do that? How do we learn about the Lord Jesus? We come to conference, and what do? We read the Bible, don't we? And we pray. And then we learn about the Lord Jesus, and we learn that it's all good. And it says one more word in this verse and we'll go on to something else. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. You know, a man that trusts in the Lord is never disappointed. Did you know that? And what does that word blessed mean? One of you girls, tell me what blessed means. Anybody know what blessed means? It's real simple. It means happy. That's all it means, is happy. Everybody wants to be happy, don't they? We all want to be happy. This is the secret to being happy. All of our lives, no matter what road we take, if we take the Lord Jesus with us and we're counting on His love, we'll be happy. Now, how many of us like to hear stories? Well, I have a few stories to tell. Three stories. They're all true stories. And you know, we were thinking about all the different roads that people take. And they're stories about roads. And the love of God. Maybe we can learn something from those stories, you think? You know, when we're over there by the pond, I see this little trail going off behind the pond. I haven't been on it. Any of you boys been over there? Anybody curious about what goes on behind, off that trail? I've seen some boys and girls over there. I see some heads going up and down. We see a trail like that, and I want to go see what's on that trail. That's what I, ever since I was a boy, I always wanted to know what was over the next hedge and in the next guy's backyard and all those little paths around the house. I had to know where they all led. And you know, I never got rid of that desire. think it's such a bad thing, really. But it can be exciting. Those little paths can have all kinds of little secret places to hide and interesting things to reveal. And, you know, when we're driving up here, and we're driving through Nevada, and we're out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm looking off, and I see this road, and it goes across a valley, and it goes up a hill, and it wraps around, and it disappears. And I'm looking at that, but sitting next to me is my wife. And, you know, she was born and raised on a farm where there was lots of dirt roads, and I don't think dirt roads excite her very well. And I'll look over at her, and what do you think she's doing? You think she's going like this? Or is she going like this? She's always going like this. She's never said yes in 24 years of marriage. She's gone, but everybody knew she didn't want to go. So one day, I was working pretty hard, but I got off early at 3, and we had an appointment at 7:30 that night. And we live in a very interesting area, lots of dirt roads and lots of places to explore. So I got my son in the car, and we went up to the mountains on the way to our appointment. And we're driving along, and guess what we saw? A dirt road. And it was one of those roads that goes down in a valley, and then it started up the hillside, and it was a big mountain. The mountain is 6,800 feet high. And it just, and then it disappeared. And we looked at our watches, and I looked at that road, and I looked over at my son. What do you think he was doing? Do you think he was doing this? No, he was doing that. So we didn't have a problem between the two of us. We got off on that road, and we started at the desert, very dry and barren, and we wound our way up as far as the road you could see, and pretty soon we disappeared around the corner. Nobody could see us, and our cell phones stopped working, and we were out of touch, and we were all by ourselves. But you know, as we kept going, we weren't thinking about that. The landscape was changing, and there were some nice big trees and some meadows, and the view was beautiful, and we just kept going, and we come around another corner, and we think, okay, we'll go two more switchbacks, and then we'll turn around and go back. And so we'd go two more switchbacks, and we'd get up there, and then I'd look over at my son. What do you think he was saying? Right, he was going like this. So then we'd say, okay, we'll do two more switchbacks. But it kept getting more interesting. We came to some streams and some woods. And so then we stopped, and I looked over at my boy, and what do you think he was doing? So we kept going. And all of a sudden, I looked at my watch. Oh, no. We had gone 15 minutes too far, and we could not possibly get back to our appointment at 7:30. And usually I call home when we're getting off the road, and I let somebody that loves us know where we are, because we could be any place, and if we got lost or we had an accident, no one would know where we were. But I had forgotten to call, so we were going to be late. You know what we were late for? The appointment. It was a prayer meeting. We missed out on a prayer meeting. You know, I don't like to miss out on a prayer meeting. You know why? We're at prayer meeting. We're right in the presence of the Lord with those that we love. All there, right in the presence of God. And He is listening to us for good. Very important as we get older not to miss the prayer meeting. Very important. It's so reassuring to be there and know that the Father is listening to us. But we missed out on the prayer meeting, and also there was something we didn't really think about until we got home. And on the way home, my cell phone battery stopped working. And I'm a person, I tell my customers, I'm the easiest person in the world to get. All you have to do is call me, and I answer. And I always answer my cell phone. But it went dead, and I couldn't get it charged. And it was 10 o'clock that night by the time we had finally wound our way down the hill and back to the house. And guess what we found when we got home? We have three sisters and one wife, and they were very upset. We thought they didn't love us anymore. But they did. It took a couple of days for them to realize it, but we were totally out of touch. There was no phones, no way to tell. My wife got out of the prayer meeting halfway and was frantically calling and trying to get me to answer, and no answer for a long time. One more story I'm going to tell on myself, and then we're going to turn to the Bible, and you can think about this. There's a story about a boy in the Bible, and I think he lived next to one of these roads. And as a boy, he looked at that road and he wondered where that road went. And let's think about what that story might be. Maybe somebody, when I'm done with my next story, can tell me what story that is I'm thinking about. That boy, he got his eye on that road, and he, as he grew up, he just kept wondering what was down that road. But one more story about roads, because there's lessons in these roads. Another story, just after I got my driver's license, we borrowed my buddy's dad's van, and we went out to the desert. And it was hot. We camped overnight. And then in the morning, we weren't satisfied with being in the desert, but we went further out into the desert. And we thought we were ready. We had some water with us, and we had some shovels, and we had some boards. And we got way out in the middle of the desert, and guess what we saw? A road going through the sand dunes up over, and it was just too much to resist. And we knew it was in sandy area, but it looked like it was packed down. Lots of vehicles had been over this road and had found their way over that hill. And so we could see it was a little soft, but then as the road went up the hill, it looked harder and harder packed. And so we got on the highway, and it was just perfect because the highway dead-ended right at that road. And so we got the car up to 70 miles an hour, and we went jetting off of the asphalt road out into the sand, and we were just tooling along, and I had my foot down on the accelerator, and the van was going faster and faster and faster, and all of a sudden I realized it wasn't going at all. And it was, we got out, and the metal of the car was right on the sand. We had just gone right down into it. Oh, you know, we weren't in a hurry to do anything, so we got out our shovels and our boards, and we started working. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. And we were determined. There was a highway about a mile away, but we were determined we were going to get out on our own. That's something we need to learn, children. When we're trusting in the Lord, we find out that we can't get out of things. We cause a lot of problems for ourselves that we can't get out of on our own. I'm thinking of that verse in Psalms 50. It says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." That is a promise. You know, we forget. You know, sometimes, once when I was a young person, upon me in the day of trouble. It doesn't matter if we didn't call on him yesterday, but when we're in trouble, he wants us to call on him. He loves us. He's just waiting to hear our voice. And you know, we should have gone for help, but we were pretty sure of ourselves, and we worked. And all of a sudden I realized it was getting dark. We had worked all day in the sun trying to get that truck out of the sand, and we hadn't made but a few feet progress. It was like powder. And so then we decided, uh-oh, we hadn't seen any cars on that highway for a while. We'd better get going. Because at night, we were out in the middle of nowhere. Cars might not even stop for us. So we hiked all the way to the road and had to climb a fence. We got up on the road and there was no cars. Pretty soon we see a headlight coming. And we got out on the road and we waved and the car went around us. And pretty soon here comes another car. And we waved. And this one pulled over, and the car was all dark inside, and the window went down, and this gruff voice says, "What are you boys doing out here?" And he started asking us all kinds of questions, and we were kind of scared. He didn't sound very friendly. And then he turned on the dome light, and there was a .45 Colt pistol right on his seat, not in a holster, and it was ready to fire because he had used it before. But you know what? He was our rescuer. He was the boss of the Border Patrol. And he got on the phone on his walkie-talkie, and he said, "We got some boys stuck." And he named the place, and apparently it was a pretty popular place to get stuck, and everybody knew where it was. And all of a sudden, guess what happened? We were out in the middle of nowhere. There was nobody around. 30 sets of headlights came out of the hills and surrounded our... They had been there all day long. We just never had seen them. We hadn't called for help. If we had called for help at 10 o'clock in the morning, they were there then too. But we just didn't call. But when we called, guess what? They just came and they had special cords, and we were out of there in no time flat. Just like that. And that's what the Lord Jesus can do for us. If we call on Him when we get into trouble, He'll answer. He has those cords of love that can pull us out and keep us. So, this boy, this story in the Bible. Anybody have an idea about this story in the Bible? It's a very important story. Boy. And we have a name for him, but as I'm thinking about it, I don't think he was ever called that name.
You know what we call him?
Yeah. The prodigal son. You heard the story of the prodigal son? We don't have time to read it, but you know that boy, he was growing up. And he was in the father's house. And he looked around in the father's house. And you know what he saw? What do you think he saw when he looked around his father's house? Good things. The Bible calls them goods. He saw a nice couch. And he's had a nice bed. And he had good food cooked every day. And he had a horse in the back, maybe, and some good things to do. And that's what he saw. He looked around and he said, "Boy, this is a pretty nice place to live." And then outside of his house, there was that road. And as he grew up, he thought, "You know, I've heard stories about what's on that road, and I want to follow that road. See what's on down the road." And you know what else he thought? "You know, if I could get some money out of my dad, I wouldn't miss the nice furniture and the horse, because I could buy a horse and I could stop in a hotel and I could get myself a nice bed and I could stop at a restaurant and I could get good food and I'd be just fine. I can buy with money out there just exactly what I've got here at my father's house. Why not?" he said. And so he started off. He said to his father, "Father, give me goods." And he took money from his father, and he put it on his horse, and away he went. And he went over the first rise, and he disappeared. And I think he went so far, and he stopped. And then he saw another road. He thought, wow, that road looks neat. And so he took that road, and then he stopped again. And then he saw another road. And you know, I don't think he really intended to end up where he did. But you know what it says about where he ended up? He ended up in a far country. You know, I've been coming to Walla Walla Conference for a lot of years, maybe 45 years. And I used to sit on the seats here at Sunday school. And I had friends that I was with. But you know, some of those boys, I look back, and I think they didn't know that the reason we were here was because the Lord Jesus loved us. I think maybe they forgot that what attracted us to this place was the love of the Lord Jesus. And so they took those roads. And you know, I've taken some of those roads myself, and I've had to come back. And maybe you'll take some of those roads, but we have to remember that the Lord Jesus loves us. And He's the only one that can make us happy. That was what our verse was about, wasn't it? And so he got to a far country, and pretty soon he ran out of money. He didn't just budget it out. It says he wasted it. He spent way more than he should have until he was just out of money, and then he got hungry. But you know, there was one road that he hadn't paid attention to as he went away from his father's house. What road do you think that was? Anybody have an idea what that road was? One road he didn't pay attention to that he hadn't noticed. That's exactly right. The road to the Lord Jesus' house. He hadn't noticed that there was a road back. That no matter where he went, he drew a line, and right back down that road was the way back to the Father's house. And it wasn't until he got real hungry and he thought, oh, at my Father's house, there's goods there. There's goods there. What did he find when he got to the Father's house? There was something that he had been missing out on all those years that he lived there. What was it? He had food. Right. And when he got back to the Father's house, the Father fed him, didn't he? And he gave him those goods. But there was something else the son was missing out on, and it's the theme of our Sunday school. What do you think it is?
Love.
Exactly. He never realized until he got back that the Father loved him the same as when he left. And you know, we call him the prodigal son. And you know, I have a friend, and he's got some sons, and one of them is a prodigal son. And you know, I never met those boys. But when he talks about his sons, and I know the stories of their lives, and but I don't really know them, so I don't associate the name exactly with the right person all the time. And he talks about his boys, and you know what? I can't tell when he's talking which one is the prodigal, because he never says, you know, Joe, Sam, and the prodigal. The prodigal has a name. He doesn't call him the prodigal. He calls him Joe, Sam, and John, or Joe, John, and Sam. And Sam, John, and Joe. And I get them mixed up because I don't know really which one is the prodigal until I think about it. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? That in a father's heart, the prodigal still has a name. And he still has love. When he gets home. Isn't that nice to know? And so let's remember, we're on the road, and we're all on a road. Everybody that leaves this meeting today is going to start another step on their road. Two things. on the road, let's learn to trust in the love of the Lord Jesus. And as we get down that road, let's also remember, no matter what happens, love is what attracts us back to the place where we can enjoy the Father's love again and all those good things that He is happy to give us. Let's sing "Wide, Wide is the Ocean," shall we? And maybe we know that other verse, "The byways are fair." We can sing that too. How about that?
Wide, wide as the ocean.